Artist, but I never got one.
I never wear this shirt.
Yeah, I was surprised. It's not I like my favorite. It. I like it. Yeah. Now I kind of wish I had one.
You want to squeeze into this?
Maybe.
It's one of the ones that like it'll make your fucking tits. Psh.
You, I love that.
Yours.
I wear minimizers. I want to make them less right. as possible.
And I'm like fucking. Push it up, fucking out.
Yeah, no.
Everyone look mm-hmm. at my boobs. Ridiculous.
Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. This is episode 291.
I'm Crystal.
I'm Patafria. I'm getting hungry.
Are you?
Yeah.
Your stomach's gonna growl.
Probably. It always does anyway. It's always making some kind of noise.
You look good. You look nice and svelte.
Thanks.
You do, though.
Thank you.
You do. I was looking at... older episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I forget what I was looking for something.
Lighting or something.
But I was mm-hmm. scrolling back. And do you remember when we first started doing video, them sit down fucking chairs?
Oh, that were on the floor? Are they
them
awful?
Gamer chairs.
What do we look like?
Roly polies. Two little roly polies in blue chairs.
Do we really?
Yes.
Great.
I'm so mad.
As we just draw attention to it.
Oh my God. I hate them.
We're going to have to screenshot it so I can see.
Yes, I hate it. Oh God, I hate them. Maybe it was on Patreon. I don't know.
I mean, you know, my posture is already not the best. So I'd be looking crazy round back anyway.
And those were no help. Like,
yeah.
They were like rounded.
it scrunched you down like
an
accordion.
Yeah.
They were accordion chairs. Yeah.
I was like, I hate these so much.
God. I'm going to go look and see how far we've come.
You're going to be like, oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not
I
a,
bet.
It didn't bring me joy. Spark joy? Absolutely
yeah,
not.
No.
Mm-mm. So... I just want to say this because I was dropping Mark off at work or picking him up, one of those. And, you know, one day, you know, he goes sometimes to other businesses to get materials and shit for work. And he went to this one day and sent me photos of hella peacocks in the warehouse, like up on top of...
hanging out?
Yes. Metal
rafters,
bars and shit. They have stacked like on the second floor. Like there was like five peacocks just in this fucking business warehouse.
What the hell?
Two were albino.
What?
Beautiful. Pure white, beautiful.
What?
And I was like, oh my God, where is this?
They're not native to this terrain.
So it's a business called Martin's Metals. They're located in Vacaville.
Okay.
They feed all the stray animals. So they feed peacocks.
Great.
Cats, dogs.
Great.
Raccoons, skunks. They are huge animal lovers. And they let the
peacocks. They welcome everyone.
Mark said the peacocks have full run of the business.
Oh my God. In the offices and everything.
They just be hanging out.
That's great.
I thought that was so cool.
That is great.
I thought it was
that would make the workday fun.
Oh my God.
Who's showing up today?
There's a peacock.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. I would love that.
Oh, get me one, Mark.
The girls are not as cute as the boys, right? The boys are the fancy ones.
The boys in nature are always more beautiful.
Yeah.
It's to make the women actually
want them. Because they need to be.
Yes.
You need something else to entice the women.
Yeah. The girls are like... beige.
Yeah. Yeah, not fancy. Yeah.
The boys are like beautiful, bright colors.
The boys need the extras, so I get it.
The albinos look really cool, like all pure white. They look really beautiful.
I want to see. Yeah. I'm happy to report that my thumb has not twitched since that day.
It stopped?
Yeah.
It was rage.
So when we were doing a Patreon episode, I was having this weird... since I had woke up that day, thumb twitching, and it stopped, and it hasn't been back. So that's great news.
Yeah.
Because
it was bugging the shit out of you.
My weekend.
How'd that go?
My weekend was something else. I'm like, were we dosed? I think we were dosed.
No.
I'm not kidding. So me and my person that I see sometimes, mm-hmm. we went out. I guess it was Friday night after we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to play pool again. And I seem to think I'm pretty good.
And get all cocky.
I won two games, two out of like five, seven, maybe. No. But 12. I did one win two, but they'd be close. They'd be so close that like I'll have one ball left on. Basically. So I'm not getting whooped like that. I'll have like one ball left on the table when I lose. So I'm still holding my own. Right.
Yeah.
So I like to do it because I'm kind of good at it. So we go to our normal spot, and the last, you know, two, three times that we've gone, we've drank more than what we drank this last Friday. But we were so fucked up. So
what'd you drink?
You know, we were doing shots the last few times. This time I started out with like two vodka sodas,
mm-hmm.
and then I moved on to shots. But, you know, he was drinking the usual shots with whatever chaser. So he got way fucking drunk faster than I did. Right. And I was like, what? Like, I need to catch up. I don't even feel drunk. So I switched from my vodka sodas to shots and whatever. It took me a long time to catch up to him. But when I did, I was like really, really fucking drunk. And he was too. And like it hit us, I guess, like when we got back to the house. So the next day, I like woke up in the morning and I noticed right away like I was going to have a hangover. But we had drank less than what we normally did before when we didn't really have bad hangovers, right? And I took an activated charcoal before I went to sleep.
The bartender was like, Spanish fly for you.
I think she did. I think she did. And I'm not kidding because I was so fucking sick. Like, I still today's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't feel 100%. I was so fucked up stomach-wise yesterday. I'll get into that in a minute. But that next day, mind you, I kept saying on Friday, like, I can't.
You have so much shit to do.
Yes, it's a big, eventful kids weekend. I can't have a hangover. Like, I have shit to do. I don't have the time to spare. I almost didn't make it on Saturday to Disney on Ice. And I'm talking about I medicated myself. I could not hold. I was throwing up, which I haven't done at all the last couple times me and him got drunk. There was no throwing up.
Taking
there was
meds just, and throwing them up.
Taking meds and them not working,
oh, God.
And me throwing them up and taking them again and them still not working. Uh-huh. That doesn't happen. And we didn't drink that much. Like, I want to say I had two of the vodka sodas and I probably had two shots. That's fine.
You know what? I found some dissolvable Zofran
mm-hmm.
in my medicine cabinet.
I have some.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. They're 4 milligrams. Yeah, they're 4 milligrams.
Did you try those?
Mm-hmm.
And you barfed it still?
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
It was bad to where I almost didn't, like, I was fighting. It was, like, so hard for me to fight through a bath and getting ready. Like, I paid Bunny to get peas ready and do her hair and shit. I just could not fucking do it. Yeah. I was throwing up. I kept sitting down. I look like that meme of the lady, the Popeyes employee lady that's like this. You know that meme? With the apron and the visor and shit. I looked like that. Like, I had to keep naked in a towel, like, taking breaks, like, going like this and, like, just fighting through it to get ready, to get clothes on and go. And then I finally went. And then I slowly, like, maybe around 7 or 8 o'clock that night, started to feel okay. Still didn't really get my appetite back. The next day was still fucked up, headache, nauseous, all that shit. Yesterday, stomach on tilt.
Really?
Oh, my fucking God. Like, so it was bad. I had to text him, like, Sunday or something and be like, are you still sick? Like, did we get dosed? Like, what the fuck happened?
Was he still sick?
Yeah, he was fucked up. He was fucked up Saturday. And like, he usually, you know, he might have a little headache or something, but he usually bounces back. No, he was sick too, to where we were like, it's not really funny. Like, did we get dosed? I don't know. Because what the fuck happened? We drank less and got way worse and ordered the same, the usual, less than usual, but the same type of mm-mm. drinks. Yeah. So it was really fucked up. But
I don't know how you fucking push through and drove.
I had to. And I
you're like, I paid for it.
Listen, at one point I was like, I wonder if I pay Crystal or Mark $100 if they'll take the girls to Disney on Ice. If it like it's a 2-hour thing, I think. I wonder if I could pay them to do like it was that bad. I was like, who can I pay to drive the fucking car to take them to there?
Damn. Yeah. I can imagine.
It was so bad. And then Sunday we had another birthday thing. And then yesterday I was just like trying to relax. I had another errand to run. Do I need to tell on myself what happened? Embarrassing moment. I told you it was the biggest. Oh my God. It was the biggest fear that I felt in I don't know how many years. I was telling my ex, like, I was on the phone with him. I was like, I haven't been this afraid. I haven't had this much fear in my body, like, in I don't know how long. It's the most terrible. Like, I almost had an accident. I'm just going to say that.
Charlene.
To where I think I drank a spoiled canned coffee that I got from Walgreens in Concord, California. Check the dates.
Or it might have been the four-day-old pot of coffee that you were fucking making iced coffee and drinking.
That was the day before. I don't know why you're bringing up old shit. But that was the day before. I actually started feeling, I started sweating and feeling dizzy when I was drinking that after I texted you guys. I just didn't tell you because I didn't want you to be right. It
fermented to the point of hallucinogenic psychotropes in it.
No, so what I did that day, I just didn't tell y'all. I dumped it out and I was like, never mind, because I was sweating.
Just kidding, you guys.
Sweating and dizzy. And I was like, I can't.
The caffeine and then
I took another. I took another activated charcoal that day.
Jesus Christ.
But no, this is the next day. I started out all right. My head still didn't feel 100%, but I was like 80, 85.
Did you know the can of coffee was expired you drank?
No, I don't. I'm just saying that had to be what it was, because I ran in there. I did an errand. I ran in there. I grabbed a protein bar and that Lacombe or whatever brand, La Colombo, whatever canned coffee. Yeah, I don't know. I grabbed one of those. And I had it in the car, and then I went to a thrift store. And then my stomach started, like, acting weird when I was in there. And I was like, okay, they ain't got no bathroom. I need to wrap it up. So I handled my business. I made some donations and shit, got a receipt, bought a coat, left. I was like, okay, my light's on. I got to get gas. I stopped at the gas station. I got out, putting my rewards number in, and I almost had an accident. I'm not going to describe it the way I did to you, but when I say the fear went in my body, I was like, what am I going to, I'm going to drive off the fucking freeway. If I have an accident.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to survive this type of accident. If this happens.
It's on camera.
I have not had this kind of a scare. I don't think ever in my life, but I was like, I really am not going to be able to hold it. So I left the pump. I was like, fuck it. I just left. Who wants
free gas?
I left. Sped to the like fast food place next door. I go and I'm like fucking with the door, and then I hear somebody say, "You gotta wait your turn. There's somebody in here."
Bitch, I can't.
So I'm like, okay. I'm like waiting. They come out. It's a handicapped man, like a disabled man with one tall ass shoe on.
He's like, "Fuck."
He's like, "You gotta wait your turn," and I'm like, okay. So I'm like, I go to try. No, the door's locked. So I go ask for a key. They give me a set of trick keys. There's three keys. It's Saw. I'm playing Saw.
Oh, God.
There's three keys. You're going to die. Only one of the keys opens the door.
You're going
to die. He hands it to me. He's like, good luck. Basically, he should have said, I'm trying every wrong key. I'm about to lose it on myself.
You're kicking the door.
I finally get it open and I go in there. Thank God. I wipes in my purse. There's
ready
seat covers. You know, I'm okay. I go to the bathroom and I'm like sweating. I'm like, I cannot believe it came that close to, because I would have drove off the freeway. I would have been on the over ramp.
Oh my God.
On the news. There's no way to survive that kind of accident. So I was like, fuck this. I'm going home. I went home. I laid down and I just like didn't talk to anybody. Oh, I was drinking Pepto when I came in.
A bottle?
Yeah. And Bunny was like, why are you drinking that? What are you doing? And I was like, my stomach, I can't even explain into words what my stomach is doing right now. And she was like, why are you drinking out of the bottle? Fuck the cup, a spoon. No, there's no time. I'm taking
swigs. No one needs measurements. That's exactly what I did last time I took Pepto. Oh. I just was on my nightstand, just
swigs.
Yep.
And I had to just lay down. Right. Yeah. Lay down and just fucking think about life. And that was how I ended yesterday. Yes. And just fucking go to bed. Like, yesterday was bad, bad. Today, I still have kind of like a weird dizziness headache. Really? I think I was drugged. I think I might have been.
It doesn't feel like a normal hangover.
No. Mm-mm. What is this three, four day situation?
Yeah.
Something's not right. So I'm just like, you know, hoping for the best.
That's a little scary.
Tomorrow, it is scary. And I'm hoping for the best tomorrow. Like, am I going to be better? And the next time I want dick, like, am I going to go through this again? Probably. Am I going to take that chance again? Probably.
Do we learn? We don't.
We don't. I sent him a meme and it said, like, I'm never drinking again unless it's like a weekend or I want to have fun or I feel like having a drink. Literally. Yep. So we'll see. But this recovery, I'm not built for this.
Dude. Mm-mm.
Yesterday put the fear of God in me. I swear to God. That? I was praying in my car. I was alone. Praying out loud. I was saying verbal out loud
amen
prayers
for Jesus
and angel. I was saying them out loud, loud prayers that I'm going to make it. Like, I haven't had
I
to do that.
I will go to church, God, if you spare
deals.
Me.
Yes. Making deals with the Lord to fucking make it to the toilet. That's what I was doing. You guys think I'm lying? I'm not. I'm not doing this for the sake of trying to be funny. I was yelling prayers. People were probably on the side of my car like, who is she yelling at in the fucking car? She's by herself.
Why isn't she holding the steering wheel? Why are her hands folded
in
front of her?
Why are her eyes closed and her hands are in the air? Why is she surrendering and no one's in the car? What is she doing? I was praying and it worked. The power of prayer.
Oh my fucking God.
Do not underestimate the power of prayer. I made it though. Fuck. Because if I didn't, I wouldn't be here today.
That's a horrible feeling.
It was scary. And the key guessing game shit. That was soft.
Crazy. Why would you put that many keys and two of them don't go there?
What kind of games are you guys playing? Do you think someone that has
to use
the bathroom?
They take bets and laugh watching the camera. Like, do you think this one's going to poop their pants?
I literally went through the two wrong keys. But like, why do y'all do that? That's a setup.
They're bored.
Someone that has to use a public bathroom does not have the time to play them kind of games.
No, because if you're using the public, the gas station bathroom, like, or the fucking Jack in the Box bathroom.
It's serious.
You gotta go.
It's serious. Exactly. Yeah, even taking that chance, it's fucking urgent. And you want to play these kind of games. They're like, put 12 on the fucking key ring next time. I need to call them and ask them why.
That's actually pretty funny.
I need to
I'm
call
sorry.
Them. Why it's do y'all funny. Do that? What kind of sick games are you guys playing here?
Right there.
I'm calling your district
boredom.
Manager.
Fucking boredom.
I need to talk to their district manager because that shit is wrong.
Tell them about
how was your weekend? Tell them about what?
Peace, fucking Jesus. The shit she was showing you
oh, God.
Bed was so great. I was crying.
I had to send her a fucking picture of Peace because she's on her iPad and she looks at me hella serious and she goes, it's Jesus and it's Jesus' son. First of all, it's a little girl and Jesus. But she's like looking at me hella serious. It's Jesus and Jesus' son. I said, let me take your picture with him. It was. I don't know what area of YouTube she stumbled upon, but she's watching like videos about him now. It's progressing.
Wait, what did she say about him being her father?
Oh, I said, who is that? And what did she say? My father.
That's my father. He has a mustache.
And a beard. Yes, I forgot. She said, that's my father. And what are you watching?
That
how did you get there?
Crying.
With a straight face. How did you get there? I just texted it to you because I knew you would. Oh, and I texted it to Bunny.
Because it was so fucking
to Bunny,
funny.
I didn't say anything. I just sent the picture. And she came in the room like, what are you fucking doing? What are you doing?
Where do you get this stuff? Where does she get the shit from?
If you listen to her and just let her talk sometimes. The other day she was in the car saying that she wants a spa day. And we were like, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what kind? And she's like, we put on robes and we wash our hair and we wrap our hair up in the towel and we have a little tiny bubble bath for our feet. No, a little tiny bathtub for our feet, describing a little foot soak. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, we put pickles on our eyes.
Pickles? You're right, baby. We put pickles.
I almost crashed the car. I was like, cucumbers? And she's like, we just put pickles on our eyes. We do our nails. We do face mask. We do this. And if you just let her keep going, like the way her brain works is really cute.
The pickles on the eyes. Fabulous.
Put pickles on your eyes. And that's how we have a spa day.
Oh, I love her.
So I said, that's a really good idea. We need to do that.
A spa day, that's fabulous.
You know, she was describing all these snacks and like, yeah, she has good plans.
Let's let her coordinate
this. Pickles for dill for the
eyes. Everybody's eyes are burnt.
Yes. Everybody stinks like vinegar. Oh.
Oh.
So, was your weekend cool?
Ugh. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't. Okay. It's fucking just so much. But I will say, I put a post up on Facebook regarding my weekend.
Yeah.
And a guy, like 24 hours later, this random dude, that, no profile photo, named Jesse. Cicerno or something.
You gotta watch them Jessies.
Commented and was like, I don't know about your car, but are you related to this guy? And I look, and it's Uncle Jimmy, bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
Standing on the top of a fucking, it's one of his pictures from his Facebook. And I'm like,
is it a friend?
So I respond and I'm like, hey, I am related to him. That's my uncle. I've been looking for him for like the last 5-6 months. Like, do you know where he's at? And he didn't respond. So I went to go check my DMs. And sure enough, in message requests in the spam folder.
There'd be secrets in there.
That's where I found the one and only wiener picture I got.
Bitch. Oh, see?
Stupid.
That's where you find all the secrets. Who was in there?
So the dude had sent me a message and said, hey, here. He said, sorry, you guys.
I hope this is good news.
He said, hi, my name is Jesse. I'm your Uncle James' friend. I was put away for a couple years. I've been out a few months. Yesterday, I ran into James at McDonald's in Santa Rosa. He really needs help. I hope you get my message.
Oh, shit. And what was the date?
So he sent that February 18th. What day was that?
That was recent. That was like last week. Okay.
Yeah. So when I had commented under his comment on my post, he responded. And I, you know, I had let him. So I messaged him back in that message. And I was like, you know, gave a little more detail regarding me looking for him. And I sent him my phone number. And I was like, can you call me? So he calls me. He ends up calling me. And he told me. So he was friends with my uncle, Jimmy, when he was doing good. When he had an apartment, driving the cab, was still with Ruth.
Okay.
And he said, I knew to reach out to you because I remember when I would use, he calls him James, James' phone, I would see messages from you. He said, I remember even seeing the message.
Wait, they shared a phone?
I guess he would just, when he was with them, use it.
Don't be going through his messages.
So he said, I remember, I can even remember you sending him a message, letting him know his brother was dying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I was telling him, like, you got to see your brother. Like, go see your brother. What are you doing? And I said, when Uncle Jimmy's tweaking, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't do shit like that. I think he gets a little embarrassed and stays away.
Yeah.
So basically he tells me he's seen him at a McDonald's in Santa Rosa. He said he was driving by. He said, I was looking. I seen a dude with long hair and a beard. And I was like, that looks like James, but that can't fucking be James. And he was like, I just yelled, James. And he looked, and sure as shit, it was your uncle. So
long hair
over.
And a beard.
Yeah.
Kris Kristofferson.
I can't.
What?
I can't imagine him with long hair and a beard, bro.
No. Where's he been? Jail?
Streets?
Hmm.
Not jail, because remember I called him. All of them. So,
and he was staying at like good facilities for a while, right? Like,
yeah, but they have
rules, right?
And time periods.
Yeah.
So
are we taking a ride out there?
Yes. That we're going to take a ride out there. And this dude had told me, so he had said, You could tell he's like Latin or something. Mm-hmm. But he was like,
did he hit on you?
No. Oh. He didn't ask me for no money. I was expecting him to ask me to shoot him 20 bucks.
Are you single?
Shut up.
What did he say?
He was like, I'm going to be getting a car in a little bit. So, you know, a little bit can mean 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months.
Yeah.
Who knows? But he's like, I'm going to be getting a car. I'm going to go look for your uncle again. Because, you know, I was telling him, I was like, he has somewhere to live. He's yeah.
He just doesn't want it. Yeah.
And he was like, well, next time I see him, I'm going to tell him, hey, come take a ride with me. And I'm going to drive his ass.
You can't kidnap him. And I'm like, stop.
I said, good luck.
This is going to go wrong.
I said, good luck, but just call me yeah. if you see him.
Okay.
If you see him before I do,
yeah.
just call me.
Yeah, yeah.
But good to know he's alive.
Yeah, for sure.
I do. The way he was like, he needs help. He looks bad. Made me a little nervous.
Yeah. Like maybe there's some urgency.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, where's he sleeping?
Right. And where's he been? And to where he's growing out his hair and a beard. Like you're on he one has
never,
or.
You know, he's yeah, never. Yeah,
that ain't his style.
He's so. Always been a really clean tweaker too.
Like yeah.
showers multiple times a day and shit. So.
So that's, yeah.
A little concerning.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to take a ride and go see.
I'm down. There's stuff on Marketplace I want to get from out there.
Sounds great.
So we can go make a little trip of it real quick. Sounds yeah.
great.
And to just get some peace of mind and see, you know, yeah, like yeah. What's up.
Yeah. But.
Well, that's good news, though.
For sure.
Because, yeah.
Because I was like, he's dead. I can't find him.
Yeah.
And that was it's really nice while. Of him to reach out, like find family and reach out.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. So I really appreciate that.
I want to say I want us to do better as people and especially as women with the choices we make. I don't know this situation, so I don't know if it was like what kind of choice it was or whatever.
God, but I thought I was in trouble for something.
No.
The way you were like,
your guilt.
We need to do no. better.
No. When I was getting instant that coffee, anxiety. I just thought of it like I was in line to get that coffee and that fucking protein bar yesterday at Walgreens.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude was in line in front of me getting something and he had shit on the back of his shirt right here and he had got off a bicycle and came in and I was like, fuck, dude, this is gross. So I'm like standing hella far behind him because he had on like shorts and like a little jersey type shirt and like it had like shit or something on the side.
Was he older, younger?
Younger. Like
what?
Like maybe 30. Not old, not like old, and he didn't appear to be like crazy or anything. But I was looking. Because I would
be more apt to like forgive an elderly person,
right? For some reason, right? No, he seemed very able-bodied, very fucking like you know. He appeared sane. I don't know.
You could smell it.
Well, I wasn't trying to, so I stayed back a good distance, but I could see it, and I was just like, "What the fuck, girl?" He's in there buying a Plan B.
No.
And I immediately started getting all judgy. And I was like, bitches, we got to fucking do better. Because, like, I don't know the situation, but we can't be like, no. Just no.
Why? We always have to revisit this subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do. Like, once a year.
Uh-huh.
Let's, oh, my God.
Let's just do better with our choices, myself included.
Oh, my God. Somebody banged him.
Somebody let him splooge.
Raw.
We're not doing that. Like, I'll be the first to admit I was with a fucking gargoyle not that long ago. And it's like not one of my best moments.
You were love drunk.
I was fucking tripping is what I was. And I was playing Build-A-Bear is what I was doing.
No, for real.
And I went down the list recently of all my the things. My
favorite art projects.
Yes. My human art projects we that I would it. Take. I'm done. I'm never doing that again.
Good.
I've had enough of them in my life. And I was going down the list of I provided A, B, C, D. My like, God. I built that bitch. And he still wasn't even up to par. You know what I'm saying? But.
Couldn't even maintain
just
it.
Just as a whole. We need to make better choices. And like, he has Dookie on his shirt and he's like, he found somebody to nut in. Like,
and if we're having to ask other people,
he pulled up on a bike. He's on a 10 speed. Like, come on. Like,
we need to You know how I feel about bike riders on the road.
We need to do better. Like, we got to make better choices.
I also feel like if you have to run something by your best friend or be like, you know,
yeah,
you shouldn't be doing it.
Y'all,
you
know, be letting me do any fucking thing, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of looking back like, y'all don't even try to tell me nothing. Y'all be letting me do anything I want. Like, that has to stop. Somebody has to be like, hey.
I be going, are you sure?
Listen.
You sure?
That's not enough. We got to turn it up. And
with that fucker.
We got to turn it up.
At the end, I was like, no. No, but you don't listen. So we I was like, okay.
We got to turn it up. I mean, with this last one, I didn't do that bad because I wasn't fucking them.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
I'll give you that.
I created a wedge and I was like waiting to get them up out of
here. You did.
So, you know, I didn't do that bad. I wasn't blind in this last one. I was trying to be.
No, just still talking to them. I was like, stop it.
As a friend, not as a partner.
I didn't want you to talk to him as.
As a human, right?
Nothing.
Exactly. That's where I was going wrong a little bit. But I'm doing a lot better than I was. I will say that.
Yes.
But like, we just gotta, you know.
We gotta hold each other accountable.
We do.
Poop stain, plan B, that's not cool.
Dookie all up your back. Like, what? It was like this big of a spot. It wasn't just like
it was poop.
For sure. For sure. And it was all on the side. It's like... Yeah, yeah. There's no chance that was anything else.
Oh, my God.
Pulled up on a 10 speed, and I'm thinking he's going to get, like, cigarettes. He's going to get, like, fucking Neosporin.
A Mickey grenade.
Neosporin.
A 211, something. Bitch.
Yeah, no. A plan B. Do you have a phone? Let me see your phone, because I need to talk to whoever the fuck you're buying this for.
The raw is crazy.
Yeah.
Was the poop there? Like, yeah. Is it on his butt cheeks?
I have questions. How'd it get there?
How'd it get on his shirt?
I don't know. Not a good look.
He used it. There was no more toilet paper and then put it on, forgot he did it. What if
possible?
That's the case?
It was a lot.
I thought my fucking poop, it was a nightmare to me, but I had to go use the public bathroom the other day. I had to pee. And I went to use the toilet paper. Thank God I always check. You know how the roll is like this, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know you can see all the round sides, you know, of every piece. You know what I mean?
The edge.
I always check the top and bottom. Thank God I did, because guess what was on the bottom?
What?
Someone took their poop fingers.
Shut the fuck up.
Wiped it like this.
Are you kidding me?
No. So I fucking wiped with a seat cover because I was like... I'm not touching the toilet paper.
That should be a fucking felony.
You should go to jail for that shit.
Uh-huh. And get, like, real time.
That was fucking disgusting. Who does that? Oh, why would you do that? You can wipe it on the side and tear it off.
Oh, my God.
But the poop up the back is crazy.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
I'm glad you didn't smell it.
No, I like gave him enough space, and I'm laughing to myself because I know the lady behind me might have peeped too, because she was behind me. So I know she's probably looking like, why are you so far back? We're in line, bitch. Like, move up. You know, no, bitch. I've given him like 10 feet. Easy. Giving him like 10 feet. Mm-mm. That shit was bad.
Damn.
Real quick, I want to say thank you so much to Jodeci Martinez. I hope your real name is Jodeci, because I want to high five your parents.
I thought you were thanking the fucking band at first, the group.
I love the name.
Same.
But she sent us coffee money.
Oh, thank you.
She funded our caffeine habit for this episode. Best. Thank you so much.
And I
thank
do hope you. That's really your name.
I do too. That's the first thing I thought was, I'm praying this is your real name.
Yep.
Yeah.
So huge news.
What?
Vanilla Ice and Kid Rock are teaming up for a Woke is Whack national tour. That came across my feed today.
Like, who's checking for y'all?
Who fucking cares about either of you old
either
tweakers?
Of you and what you think about any fucking thing?
Oh, my God.
Those two shining stars on a tour.
Kid Rock looks so
coming to Stockton, California any day now.
Stockton, Santa Rosa,
Ronert Park, Turlock. Coming to a venue near you.
Barstow.
Oh my God. Yes. Folsom.
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here. Please. I hate them. Something, I guess, is good news. I don't know. I got a bunch of child support checks in the mail.
What?
And I don't fucking...
You never filed, right?
File for that. I don't fucking participate in that. I don't play along with that at all. I don't show up. I don't fucking, you know, I just, never I don't, have. My kids are my fucking kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, whatever. I do what I need to do.
You don't ask for child support just so they're yours and you get to make all the rules.
They're just, I mean, not even. Like, I just don't need it. I don't want it. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it ain't even, I'm making the rules regardless. I mean, sure. But it's just, I just don't. Maybe if I really needed it and I didn't have no fucking hustle about myself, I would go after it or something. But I just not knocking never...
anybody because some no, people no, some definitely people, need to fucking take people. And if
you need it,
people.
You need it, right? Yeah, but I just, sure. For myself, I don't do that. So somehow, I don't know what the fuck even happened, how there was a judgment because I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know. But I received a few in the mail. They were for like fucking $27, $39. $42. There's like small amounts, but I was like, these could cover whatever, you know, you got going on, I guess.
Lunch for her for the week.
Or something. Yeah. Whatever. But it was weird to get that because I was like, what? I didn't know anything about this.
Dude,
so.
I'm surprised he didn't fucking try and call you.
Yeah. I mean, well, what could you say? Like, please.
How dare
you're not,
you?
You're not... Please, that no one is going to call me saying some how dare you. And they know that their parenting ain't up to par. Right. You know, nothing can be said. So I don't know. But I was shocked. And I was like, I guess this could cover like their weed habit or something.
Good for
you
her.
Know, whatever.
Good for her. She deserves it.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Good.
So that's
that
new.
Makes me happy for her.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember how we were talking about square dancing? Do you remember
bitch,
that?
No. Oh, in my, school?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. The fuck were we doing?
We were like, why did we have to take square dancing? Why did they even offer it?
So, yeah. But like looking back, it's even more weird for me because I went to such a black elementary school.
So I know why.
Okay. So explain it to me.
Bitch.
Because it made such, like, for your school, it might have made more sense.
We still were like, what the fuck?
For and my
we were
school,
more white.
It was really like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah. Like, what, who? Like, yeah. So yeah. Explain it to me.
So, Henry Ford.
Yeah.
Yes, Ford Automotive.
Okay.
Had every school in America learning square dance to combat the growth of jazz, a.k.a. jungle squeals, as Henry Ford said in his own words. He believed it was the most wholesome of entertainment.
So it was an attack on diversity.
Yes. He even required his employees to take part in square dancing. Many states made it their official dance. There was even a coordinated campaign to make square dancing the official dance of the U.S., bitch. Oh. And it was all because Ford hated jazz and wanted to eradicate it from American culture. Racism. Henry Ford saw jazz as an unwholesome influence on American life, a form of music closely identified with Jews and blacks, Jewish people, and black folks, by the way.
What?
Ford was not only a racist, as many people in that day were, but he hated Jewish
people. It sounds like I beg to differ.
As far as jazz, Ford said, many people have wondered whence come the waves upon waves of musical slush that invade decent homes and set the young people of this generation imitating the drivel of morons. Popular music is a Jewish monopoly. The mush, slush, the sly suggestion, and abandoned of sliding notes. It's despicable.
So you hate...
That's crazy.
You hate a genre of music so much that you try to make square dancing. You try to popularize.
Nationalize.
That's how you try to combat a genre of music. Like, that's hella fucking weird.
Because you
how don't miserable. Like, you're a rich person. You're a real racist and this
piece
is,
of shit.
This is what you care about. This is your focus. That's so weird.
You hate
to
jazz?
Suppress the arts.
Yeah.
Let's suppress the arts in a way. What? And it still didn't work.
Because black arts weren't taken over in his fucking
in every genre.
White world.
Like, and what are you even doing? Like, I'm sorry. Square dancing never took off. So how do you feel? I hope you wasted a lot of money on that.
I do too.
Because square dancing never caught on. Like, you tried. You forced it on us. We weren't wearing them skirts. And we didn't fucking.
We weren't do-si-do-ing.
No, we didn't. No.
Outside of being forced to in P.E.
What the fucking fuck?
Isn't that crazy?
We had performances at my school. And... someone that you know, a friend of yours, actually took part and had a custom, made outfit and everything,
bro.
And I remember being like, "Wow, like her family must do this like outside of the school. Like her family is into this in real life, and because she had a custom outfit and was like,
it was bedazzled."
It was, yeah, I still remember. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I guess if you love it, if you like it, I love it. you know.
Oh my God.
We weren't enamored to where we wanted to do it.
No.
Or it didn't stick. Like, oh, we can't wait to sign up for this.
I didn't even want to do it. We had Miss Parkhurst was my PE teacher. And I remember she was so enthused.
I bet.
For this module of square dancing, and I was so
our generation that was so
irritated.
Not our generation anyway. No. I feel like that was like maybe a 1950s type thing, or like a because it looked kind of like sock hop-ish, like fucking that
honkish
era.
Yeah.
Not our generation.
No,
I don't
we were
know.
Trying to fucking dirty S grind to fucking SWV and shit
to fucking yeah, no, for to Jodeci.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck.
Yeah,
weird. That
when
was
I read
weird.
That, I was like, oh, I have to share it because I just remember we were like, why the fuck?
I can't believe it. Well, I can believe. It was a whole campaign to suppress the arts.
Yeah.
Why are Jews being mentioned? Why did that become? That wasn't a Jewish thing. Why is that such? What's that
it
about?
It just proves fucking his racism.
You're just picking and choosing who you're mad at and you want to blame for jazz. Like, what?
The fuck? How do you hate a music so
That's
bad
strange.
Because of.
Very strange.
Very stupid.
Huge waste of money. I love it.
Yeah. A fail for sure.
Luigi might get out. Did you see that?
No, but I hope he does because he's not going to get a fair trial.
The latest updates that I've seen, you see they've suppressed him in the media because they didn't get the response that they wanted. People loved him. He's America's sweetheart.
Yeah, the only time we see him is when he goes to court. Or hear about him. That's it.
Yes. And because, you know, they didn't get the reaction they wanted.
I got into it with a few people on Facebook yesterday over him.
Of course you did. So America's Sweetheart might get out. And I think it's great. Basically, they illegally seized and searched his backpack at the McDonald's.
Good.
They didn't read him his rights.
Good.
They didn't search it in front of him. Good. They repacked it, took him to the
and
police
cops
station.
Don't never plan anything.
Right. Took him to the police station. When they were researching it, then they found the gun.
Mm.
That's not going to fly.
Wow.
So his attorneys and legal team, as they should, are trying to get it thrown out, especially because they didn't read him his rights first. Like, you can't. So, you know.
Violation of Miranda.
All of that. Right. Good old Miranda. Shout out Miranda.
It's my girl.
So it might get thrown out. So he might be free.
Good.
So I hope that's what happens. Like, you don't get to get overzealous and forget to follow the law, right? Isn't that it? Like, we follow the law, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to get overexcited
so
and over fucking and just do it in your own order. There's a chain of how you do things.
Sorry. There is. Do you know, was it like uniformed beat cops that caught and searched him first, or was it like
I don't
detective?
Know it was a lot, it was a wall of officers that swarmed him, so it was a lot of police, but
and anyone could have planted it
exactly, and you can't prove they didn't, so like because you did things improperly and you didn't fucking square dance the way you're supposed to
exactly
look now we're faced with quite a pickle.
And I told you, well, I've spoke about it on here when I was with a group of friends when we were younger. Mm-hmm. A cop absolutely fucking planted fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, of course. I think we all know someone that's been in a situation like yeah. that.
Well, good. I hope mm-hmm. he does, because from, you know, the stuff I've been reading and
he's innocent.
Lawyers, press conferences. And in America, you're supposed to have the presumption of innocent until proven guilty.
That's what I was taught.
Because the judge won't even allow him to have his shackles taken off in court.
Yeah.
Not even the fucking leg shit. There's no way he's going to get a fair trial. Who's going to think right. that's innocent?
Right.
You know, we know what you're doing.
Yeah. So I don't know. We got to follow rules, guys.
Yeah.
That includes the police.
Yeah.
We got to follow rules. They're made for a reason. We follow the law.
Yep. Follow the law.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that.
Fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Fingers crossed, young man.
Did you see that $10,000 brand new Toyota truck that was released in Asia, in like different Asian countries?
Mm-mm.
So it's like a bare bones, fucking bare minimum. It doesn't have power locks. It doesn't have power windows. It doesn't have a radio. It looks very 90s-ish, like the small 90s works trucks.
Like a Datsun.
Yeah. And it has like, it has a flatbed, but it also, the walls on the flatbed like go collapse. So it could be a complete flatbed.
That's cool.
And it's really cool looking. And it's really like, industrialized looking, like the style and everything, just very bare bones truck, brand new though, $10,000. They're being sold in Asian countries. They were made in Thailand, opposed to being made in Japan, but it's not here yet.
It's Toyota.
Toyota. $10,000, but it's not being sold here yet because it doesn't meet a lot of our safety requirements for yeah. vehicles. Like I said, it doesn't have airbags, shit like that. So like, I'm like, can you put airbags in it and charge $10,500? Like, I think that would be so great for people. Yeah. It's a manual transmission.
A brand new
vehicle. Manual transmission, diesel. Like, it, you know, as cheap as can be. But I just think it would be great. I watched all these videos about it, and I'm like, I hope, you know, they bring it here so that
I think how the
people can afford a new vehicle.
Right.
A new reliable vehicle. It doesn't have any bells and whistles. Just, you know, get to the point.
It gets the job done.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really
brand
cool
new.
That the yeah. walls come down.
Yep.
Hella cool.
Yeah.
It's also kind of cool that car manufacturers, the vehicles are different. Depending, even it's the same model type,
yeah.
are different depending on country.
Yeah.
Like features will be different.
Right. Like, well, because of, you know, safety yeah. requirements, which makes sense.
Even
and
between
I get
us
it.
And Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Them too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get the concern for it wanting to, you know, seatbelts and airbags. Like, I feel like that should be
kind of
required, but that can't be that much. I feel like
we grew up with fucking not wearing seatbelts.
No car seats. Like, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Like sliding around the back seat of my dad's car.
Hey, wearing a seatbelt did not become a law until we were already driving. I remember when it became a law.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. For sure. This Friday is the economic blackout.
Please don't forget.
Sure, please do not buy anything from any corporations, any fast food restaurants. Don't even buy gas. Don't buy anything. We cannot be so far gone and so
oblivious and not care.
Just like, I just don't want it to seem like such a far-fetched, impossible thing. No. We can't be so engulfed in consumerism that exactly. one day is not possible.
Come
you
on.
Can have one pretend you got diarrhea and stay yeah. home all day. Like, you cannot, you can go through one fucking day. I feel like our economic power, our spending power needs to be displayed. Like, they need to understand there's no reason why we should be gouged the way we are whenever the fuck they feel like it. We need to take it back the littlest bit of control. And I think we can do that with one fucking day. We could all sacrifice one day. Bring your lunch to work.
Do your shit the night before.
Get everything ready the night before so that you don't have to spend a penny that day. Please.
I want it to make an impact. I want
them to feel
fuckers
it. I want them to feel it. Yes. And I think it's possible. I do think it's possible.
I do too.
Yeah. So please, you guys, I'll be posting reminders on our social media and just, you know.
I'm unfriending anybody who doesn't participate.
Yeah, don't let me see you buying
shit on your story.
Buying coffee and like lunch and like whatever. No, do not. I'm sorry. We have to stand up for something. Jesus Christ.
God damn. Yeah. And if you can't stand up for all the other shit that's been going on, at least just fucking be selfish yourself, right? Who wants to pay $40 for eggs?
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. Please. So please don't buy anything Friday. Friday the 28th.
I promise you. We will survive.
We will. Sorry.
I was going to say, so you mentioned watching Signs of a Psychopath.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've been watching it.
Did it fuck you up?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you said.
I swear.
People you know. Yes.
It puts shit in a different perspective. When I first started watching it, I had snacks. I was all into it. I was like, oh, another true crime show that I haven't dove into yet. I started watching it. And then very quickly, I was like, wait a minute. By like episode 3, I was like, hold on. Fuck on. This is actually scary as fuck. And
psychopathy is very scary.
It's the experts, I think. Because, you know, it's fucked up watching the interrogation videos and shit and hearing them say out of their mouth with no emotion that they did A, B, and C and they don't care about it.
And I'll do it again.
And they only care about themselves and they don't feel anything for the victims. Yeah. That is fucked up. But I think hearing from the experts is what really drove it home for me. Because I was like, they're breaking it down from a clinical fucking point of view. And like, it's very eye opening.
So for those that don't know, psychopathy, becoming a psychopath, can be a trauma response from childhood. 1 in 100 men are psychopaths. There are no statistics for women because it is so low. Rare.
It's so small of a percentage that they don't even have statistics for it.
The other thing that I find very interesting regarding psychopathy is, so psychopaths can feel anger, betrayal, rage. The one thing they haven't that makes them a psychopath is they do not feel empathy. They don't feel bad. They don't feel sad.
They don't even consider the fuck. There's no remorse.
None.
There's no sympathy. There's no fucking at all. Like any time, just to see them, all of the focus is completely on them. Them losing their freedom. How they were brought up. What they were a victim of. What they, like, poor me. Yes. To the 10th fucking power. Like, it's so crazy to see because I know a lot of people like that. And
yes,
just knowing the actual numbers behind it, the statistics, and like we all know a psychopath.
1 in 100 is a lot.
We all know one. Yeah. We all have been elbows together with one. And yep. I have a book. I'm going to reread it after I finish the season that I'm watching of this show right now, but it's called The Psychopath Next Door. And it's focused on the same thing.
Oh, that sounds good.
It's good. And it's just eye-opening and it's fucked up.
Yeah, the one episode, I watched it actually this morning before I took Stevie to school, that really bugged me was, these are the ones that are mind-blowing to me, is where it's a couple and the woman isn't necessarily a psychopath, but she
was a victim also.
So, she was a victim.
Sometimes a victim will make the best accomplice.
Yes. And it's not that they feel no empathy. It's that they want to be
loved back in,
and accepted so badly.
And they click back into victim mode to where it's easier for them to just lay down
than fight
and retreat and go along with whatever is happening than stand up.
Yeah, and
and so, psychopaths tend to pick out those kind of people.
Easy to manipulate.
Yeah.
And they called her, the expert on the show called her an attacher. She attached herself to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the psychopath, but he was able to get her to go to an elementary school, trigger warning, go to an elementary school, convince an 8-year-old girl to go with them. And she literally delivered this.
A girl that they know. A girl that they knew.
Literally delivered this baby to him.
On a platter.
To do the most horrible shit. Mm-hmm. And she stood there outside the car.
Yep.
It's fucking crazy.
The attack started with her in the car. And she looked in the back and saw it.
Got out.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I could hear her yelling for me.
That shit, I felt rage. That fucked me up. That and there's another.
I wanted her to get her fucking head smashed in person.
And there's another episode, I don't know if you got to it yet, involving a neighbor. And it's just like.
No.
Oh, fuck. It fucked me up. I'm not going to go into any detail, but it's just like, fuck. Like.
You know what 911 call fucked me up? The 16-year-old girl who found her mother stabbed. And it turned out her dad did it.
Yeah.
And the 911 call, she was screaming. And the dispatcher was like, you know, I understand we have people coming in. She was like, you don't understand. She's all I have.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And the crazy thing about that, the dad was just like, poor me.
Poor me. Do you know what she's done to me?
He couldn't even have any sympathy for his daughter.
No.
Like, you know, who he claimed to love. But no, it was poor me. Yes. And I know so many people that are stuck in that poor me that like, yeah, I could see them doing that shit.
One of my biggest pet peeves in the world is like perpetual victimhood. Like, poor me.
Yeah.
Poor me. Look how sad I am.
That's a flag.
Everybody
I'm learning that now. Yeah. I used to not recognize it because I feel like all of us have a certain level of that. Especially if you've been through something.
For sure.
We all have a little level. But when it's primarily that.
It becomes your personality.
Yes. That you have to recognize. Like, open your fucking eyes. Once you see that, that has to tell you.
Run.
Stay the fuck away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're never, ever going to be the problem in their
eyes. Ever. And they're going to do heinous shit.
Yep.
And they're always going to have the excuse.
Yes.
Of what they've been through, who is not there for them, fucking whatever, poor me.
This made me do this. Just
an excuse.
Always.
Yeah.
Run.
Yeah.
Run.
I'm going to watch that when I go home.
But that show is really good. And there's a lot of seasons.
There is. Yeah.
So I'd be watching for a minute.
Yep. It's good. You're welcome.
Yeah. It's really good. Fuck you.
You're welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. We got some questions earlier. We haven't done this in a while.
Okay.
I posted on our story. You didn't even see it.
I
posted a little video of myself on our story. And I said, we haven't done this in a while, but we're recording today, as you know. So if there's any questions, topics you want us to get cover, anything you want us to speak on.
You were like, ask me about my tits.
Put it in the box and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So I think we got some good ones.
Okay. These always make me nervous.
Okay. Is a 6-year... Do you want to do these? Did you have any more yet? Did you have anything else
to talk about? No, let's
yet?
Go.
Okay. Is a 6-year age gap too big? I'm about to be 30 and he just turned 24.
You know what we say.
So, because they are 30, it might kind of be okay, but we always say... If you're in your 20s, the gap is not really appropriate.
We always say after 30.
Yeah.
24, his brain isn't even developed.
Yeah, yeah. Especially
I wouldn't
if
do
the
it.
Guy is 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
I think it's too risky.
So do I.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Not at all.
No.
Don't even bang him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Okay. How have you guys been able to mother yourself since lacking a mother figure?
Through parenting my children.
Yeah, I think that's when it really started.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah.
Because if I didn't have kids, I'd probably still be really fucking wild. And in the beginning, like, I was really fucking wild at first, too. And I wasn't really... I mean, I always looked out for myself safety-wise, but, like, I don't know.
I
not to the level that I should have until I really started, like...
I was really reckless. I always say Naya saved my life.
Dude. Yeah.
I was just a mess.
Like, yeah.
You know, I paid my bills and shit, but like, girl, there were days I could drink 2 fifths of Jägermeister.
Oh my
after
God.
After work.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Partying.
So yeah, I think having kids to take care of is what,
and getting to,
that's definitely what made me a better parent to myself, even.
Yeah,
like, getting yeah, to, and to realize,
be patient and put the love and pour the love and do the things and be the thing and the person that I needed so badly that I didn't get. Getting to fill that,
yeah,
you know, void or. You know, for be sure. That for our girls.
And for ourselves.
Absolutely.
And to take care of ourselves the way we never really got.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
It gave us a different perspective just on everything. Like, I didn't even realize how badly I was treated as a kid.
Same.
Until I started raising kids.
Yep.
Thinking of my scenarios as a kid and thinking if somebody did that to my kids, oh my fucking God, it's not in me.
It was very eye-opening to start raising daughters and then call each other and be like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, we got did so fucking dirty.
Yeah, because I knew it was like fucked up, but I was like,
I made excuses for my mom.
I was like,
I gave her so much grace, just made all these excuses for her. I was like, oh, my dad abused her. She was a kid, like whatever. I had a list.
Yep.
But when you have a kid and you realize you could never do them like you got done, it's like that list doesn't matter anymore.
Yep.
It does not fucking matter.
And all those things can be true, but getting me getting fucked over and left is still very true. And
yeah,
I didn't fucking ask to be here.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So definitely having your own children
is
very eye-opening. Very.
Agree.
I didn't even realize how fucked up I was until I had my own.
Right. What's your favorite memory of or with each other?
Oh God, there's so many.
I think at the older pimp's house in Parchester Village as a teenager, and it was just like a what the fuck moment, like laughing and looking at each other like, what are we doing here?
Watching Cops. An old Cops VHS.
Late at night. Fucking.
And he's like, are you guys hungry? You want something to drink? And he's just like hanging out like one of the girls
literally
with us.
Hanging out, like not trying to come on to
not
us.
Not trying to flip
not
us.
Not trying to turn us out.
No.
Not trying to fuck either of us.
No.
What the fuck were we doing there? This was like, this was an older pimp, a real pimp.
Yeah, yeah.
When I say pimp, I mean an original pimp. Like, not these little boyfriend pimps, rapper
drop
pimps,
caddy, fancy
gangbanger
suit,
pimps.
Fucking feather
multiple
out the hat,
car,
fucking
Cadillac, Mercedes Benz driving suit and steppas pimp.
Cane, but could walk fine.
Yes, like hair pressed fucking.
Yeah, long
real
pressed hair.
Fucking pimp. Older man. Yes. What are we fucking doing there? What? That's my personally. That's
one of mine that I think is the fucking funniest is us in that orange hatchback pumpkin bitch getting chased by one of the dudes we were with, baby's mom, in a fucking car, bitch, all through the fucking street.
All through the Bay Area, through multiple cities. Finally, we had to just be like, we just got to pull over. Like, we could only run from this bitch for so long.
You were like, just pull over and let me fight her. Fuck it. Just let me whoop her. Hey, listen.
I had long ass nails. I think we did fight in the backseat of the car.
They really,
those
two weren't together at the time. But let me tell you, that bitch was insane. She was a terrible mother. She's still fucking crazy.
Still a terrible mother.
Yes. Like,
yes.
When her kids were at home by themselves and she was fucking chasing us.
Yes.
In this orange.
We were in an orange pumpkin hatchback.
When I say pumpkin, I mean bright orange.
It was like a 70s little tiny hatchback orange pumpkin.
Yes.
I don't know where we were coming from. I don't know how she stumbled upon us.
We were in Oakland and she found us.
In that pumpkin and chased us from there all the way damn near to Vallejo, probably.
Yes.
And we finally had to pull up. I'm like, let me just fight the bitch. My nails are like 3 inches long. I remember them being all over the car at the end. And she climbed in the back seat and it turned into a fucking fight. Yes. And we were teenagers.
And I,
we were teenagers. She was a grown ass woman.
Very grown.
Yes.
And you know, at the time, of course, you know, I didn't think it was funny. I was about to probably poop my pants.
You were probably crying. What do you do? You were like in the corner.
Laughter. I was a little laughing. You were fucking handling her, so I didn't even have to do anything. But it wasn't funny at the time. But looking back, fucking hilarious. You know, I had nervous laughter, so I just remember laughing the whole time she was chasing us. And I remember
the pumpkin. The pumpkin had leather, black leather interior.
I remember the Jews were so fucking mad. That shit was so funny.
Ruining our night out. Our night out with these grown men.
All we were doing was smoking a blunt.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, with these pieces of shit.
Those are good memories.
Oh my.
Those are great stories.
There's so many.
Oh God. Okay. Do you have a lover?
A lover?
You have a husband.
I'm like a lover.
I have a lover. I have a friend, I'll say. That's like my go-to. So I don't have to worry about dating or any of that shit. Thank God.
Up his back.
On a 12-speed, 10-speed. I don't have to worry about any of that, the dating pool right now.
Thank you, God.
Because I have a go-to. So whenever I feel like going out on a date, I know they're down. Whenever I feel like having sex, I know they're down. So I guess you could call that. I guess you could call it that. It's not a relationship. They don't belong to me.
It's a play on do you have lover?
Yeah. Oh, it is do you have lover? Mm. It's do you have lover? Yes, that's what it is. Yes. I should have got that man's number. That was fucking stupid. He probably had some money for me at the thrift. Remember?
Dude, yes.
I should have been like, just give me your number.
Give me your number. We'll hang out.
Yeah. Why didn't I slip in?
And they better reopen that, God damn it.
I know.
Fix the damage and get it fucking open.
Shit. Potafria, we're always grateful for any updates about your dating life / sex drive. Let me update y'all on this because I meant to put this in my notes last week and I forgot. And I was driving to Chipotle after I left here and I was like, I should have fucking updated them. I ain't had no hot flashes, bitch.
Well,
my science works.
Bitch, Vyvanse, fucking.
What?
I sweat.
Do you have them?
Ridiculously.
It's not
even hot flashes.
Because you're not doing what I said.
Mm-mm. It's the vibe. It's one of the side effects. I just pour sweat. It's like a.
That's gross.
And it's not like how the hot flashes were like that.
Sudden? Yeah.
No. It's like fucking 2 hours of sweating.
Oh, no.
So I don't even think I'm having them other hot flashes.
So the
anymore.
Regular hot flashes you're not having right now?
No. Okay. I'm just pouring sweat all the time.
Well, if you deal with actual hot flashes, make yourself have some orgasms. If it's not with another person, even if it's just by yourself, it fucking works. I ain't had hot flashes in weeks.
It's medication.
It's medication for your hot flashes. Works way better than the black cohosh. Okay. Any new merch drops? Also, are you still painting and drawing? So, I did write back to somebody the other day and I let them know we only do merch drops like twice a year. So get it while the getting is good. We just did one not too long ago. So we don't have one out now.
I think
now.
We have one coming for Patreon.
Yes.
But it's a Patreon. You have to be
so join Patreon. Yes. Yeah. Join Patreon because the next one will be a Patreon only drop. As far as painting and drawing, I've been invited to be part of an art show in LA.
So exciting.
In April, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the date. I'll have to double check, but I thought that was hella cool. So I will be part of that. So
very
LA,
cool.
Get ready. Because I will expect y'all to show up for me.
Yep.
Okay. Any plans for another live show?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sooner than you think.
Yes.
So, yes. We'll keep you guys updated on where and when and what type of show it'll be. So, that is coming. How was your labor? I'm going into labor and I forgot how painful this was the first time.
Don't ask me.
Were you?
I had a bad both.
Really bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost died both.
In labor? I mean,
With Naya, I didn't dilate to 10. I had to push at 9. She was sunny side up. I had back labor. My epidural didn't work, so it was natural.
Great.
It was horrible. But when you see your kid, I forget.
It's worth it, and you forget.
I think I was live, and I was telling people, it's very weird how Mother Nature has set us up like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're in excruciating pain, like the worst pain you've ever been in your life, and you see your baby, and you just, like, forget about it. It's like it pauses it. It's very weird.
Luckily, my labors were not that bad.
Yeah.
So with Peace, I had a C-section, so it was scheduled. With Bunny, she came out in like 30 minutes. Like, I kid you not. She came out on her own. I had cramps. It felt like period cramps that kept coming and going. So I knew it was happening. With her, it was such a fucking breeze. I'd have 10 kids if they were all like her.
That's crazy.
I had her in the emergency triage. I didn't even have her where
with
I was.
With jeans on.
With jeans on and piercings in. So, yeah, that was simple. And with Stinkers, it was an induction. And when they gave me Pitocin, it was bad. It was painful.
Yeah, it hurts really bad.
Because you don't dilate at the rate that the Pitocin kicks in. Mm-mm. So, like, it was a long process. I was in labor for a long time, but the pain was not that bad. So, my labors have been pretty tolerable.
Yeah.
They're not all horrible.
No. With Naya, they missed the preeclampsia, so I had to go back in the hospital 2 days later. Post-eclamptic, that was a nightmare. And then with Stevie, I had her, you know, naturally. I was in labor.
No epidural?
I did. I mean, like, vaginally.
Oh.
With Naya, I didn't. That was a fucking good time. But with Stevie, I was in the hospital for 2 days before I went, into labor because I started having preeclampsia and it was that whole thing where they were telling me I wasn't. And I was like, yes, I am. That was a nightmare. But when I had Stevie, they couldn't stop my bleeding. Doctors kept coming in and out for like 30 minutes. Maybe 45. Every time they would press my stomach, I could just hear hella blood clots hit the ground.
Fuck.
I looked over at my mom's face, and that bitch looked scared. Mm-hmm. Everyone was, her and Mark were hella quiet. The last doctor finally was like, this is bullshit. Took the gloves off, threw them down.
And fingered you.
And ate it. Off the floor. No, bitch.
Okay, well, yours are not the norm, so no. Don't let us scare you.
Yeah, that's why I said don't ask me. I was in the hospital for 8 days.
Hers are not the norm, and mine might not be either, because mine were not that rough.
No, the only thing scary about Peas was that they almost killed you.
Yeah, it was the after shit, the blood clots and all that shit. And that was from not walking and, when I was in the hospital and all that. So if you do have a C-section, just make sure that you walk so that blood clots aren't an issue.
Yeah.
Because if I was walking, fentanyl shit would have went.
Fucking blood clots.
Yeah.
If you've never seen a C-section, they're a little scary at first to witness because the way they be, it's a turning table. So
on wheels.
Yeah. So like when they were like trying to get her out, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
You're going to do great. And then you get to see your baby.
And it's so fun. So, yeah. Have you and Crystal ever stopped being friends? If so, why? Love you guys.
No.
We were mad at each other, like, as kids here and there. It would last, like, an afternoon or something. We've never had a falling out.
Never.
We've never done no fake shit to each other to where, we just haven't. And I just owe that to not being a fake bitch. Like, neither one of us have been on no messy, fake, weird shit. Like, I think friends be falling out because they're not really friends. Like, anytime I've had a falling out with somebody or whatever, it's because they did some shit to me that you don't do to a friend. And, like, luckily, we've never had experiences like that. So, let's see. A lot of people asking about live shows.
We love you guys.
how to push forward on days when you feel like an imposter or fraud. I feel like a failure. I don't listen to that shit. That's like imposter syndrome. Is that what it's called?
Imposter syndrome.
I don't listen to that shit. I always feel deserving, luckily. And like, just anxiety and all those type of thoughts, like, is a dirty bitch. Like, you have to know when to just, like, not listen to your fucking brain. And sometimes your brain can make you feel things that aren't true. Like, you're very deserving, capable, you know, great person. Like, if you get those feelings, ignore it and, like, turn on music and fucking square dance.
Yeah.
Don't listen to that shit. Push through. You know? I'll make square dancing a positive.
Luckily, when I have, because, you know, I'm human. Of course you have those, like, fucked up thoughts. But luckily, you know, there's so many things going through my brain all the time. It's like
easy to get distracted. Yeah, yes. they don't sit for long.
Distract yourself, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Distract yourself.
That's how I get rid of my intrusive thoughts and shit. I put on music, put on a show, put on fucking whatever,
yeah.
So that I take my attention away from whatever the negative is. Yep. That's my go-to, so that I don't focus on it too much.
Agree. Definitely agree.
Let's see. Lots of compliments in here. Thank you guys so much.
Did you ever go listen to that fucking Joe Exotic new song?
No, I forgot. No. Is it modern country?
He actually has like a decent fucking country voice. I know he's a fucking douche and all that shit, but
I mean, but I don't hate him.
I don't hate him.
Yeah.
I don't care for his politics, but it's like a decent fucking country love fucking song.
I'll have to check it out.
It's not bad.
Is it under Joe Exotic? That's what you search it under? Okay. I got to look on Spotify because I don't have Apple Music on my phone.
Yes.
This we already told many times. Can you tell the story of how you and Crystal met, first impressions? If you missed that, go back to our intro episode or something.
There, yeah, I think we talked about like it. The first five episodes. Yeah. I think episode 3 is when we did our very first intro.
Yeah, we're due for another episode. We'll plan to have that next week or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because we haven't done one in years.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do with peas or any of your kids? I would say
smoke weed.
You don't smoke.
I'm just fucking.
Oh,
she said with peas
or any of your kids. My favorite thing to do would be shopping with Bunny or like what else?
I like car rides. I like. I really miss Naya. Going to school, because my favorite time with them is our car rides.
Yeah.
Because you get to talk, especially when you pick them up from school and they like.
And pick their brain and find out what's going on. Yeah.
Some of the best conversations I've ever had with the girls, all of them, has been in the car.
Yeah. And I like doing art with peas. I think that is like one of my funnest things, like drawing, just drawing on paper, because she's so ridiculous and
yes.
She always has funny ideas for shit. Yeah. But shopping Bunny is like a cool shopping partner.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. I have to pee.
Yeah. I'm getting hungry too. Are you still hungry?
Yeah. Wait, what is this? I don't know what this means. Also, I submitted info I got for Church of Eight Wheel. What's Church of Eight Wheel?
I don't know.
I'm going to go back and ask them.
A cult for you to join.
I know. A new cult that's come out. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
Some of this is asking what our thoughts are on like some like celebrity gossip and stuff. But we can put that like in our notes later. I don't really want to unpack all their drama.
Okay.
So that's it. We'll leave it there. Thank you for the compliments and everything also.
I love it.
And we will keep you guys posted on merch and live shows coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the use.
The use.
Rate, review.
Subscribe.
Come join Patreon.
Yes.
It really is like
a good time.
It is. I'm telling you, like,
it's a way for you to get extra content, more personal content.
Definitely.
And also more of an intimate experience, I would say, because you get to chat. We have a live stream there. It's just more close knit.
We have a Discord channel as well.
Yeah.
The chat's my favorite. You know, the chat's my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, you really get to know everybody on a personal level.
Right. It feels more intimate, like a group. Like, I like having a community group feeling that's less broad as social media. Because social media haters could pop in, whatever. Like, it's just, it's more, I don't know, it feels closer, like a family.
It feels very safe, too.
Yeah.
There's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of funnies. It's a good time. So, if you can, I say join.
For sure.
And that's it.
That's it. Thanks for hanging with us.
We love you guys. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.
You were standing at the door the whole time.
Fucking creep. Leaned up against the door. Outside of our classroom. Get out of our classroom.